David and Howard, Bellamy Brothers. Man, they don't age at all. They just keep going and going. Pack the place Friday night.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Always good to see those guys. Their 61st appearance on the stage there Friday night at Billy Bob's Texas with Hank. And there was Maria in the front row because I got up there and my microphone didn't work.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Felt like just like at home.
I know. Seriously.
So, you know, we're used to that. Had a nice little chat with Maria in the front row.
Oh, that's nice.
Big Hank fan, likes the show, and was excited about the Cowgirl Closet podcast.
Oh, really?
No,
did you make
not
a TikTok with
not
the Bellamy Brothers?
Not at all. Coming up on the way, though, we will get you to the next big Billy Bob's Hank FM concert. That's this Saturday night with Gary Allen. That comes up on the way, 8 o'clock, but that's next weekend. We're just coming off
of
one.
It's the weekend.
Well, let's find out what was ever so weekend worthy of the occasion. Well, just played Alan Jackson a little bit ago. Of course, we had another. That was fun. I love when the birthdays of, like, our playlist falls on a weekend.
I know.
Just awesome.
AJ for the win.
Happy birthday, Alan Jackson.
TW.
6'7" indeed.
6'7".
Fly Love It and this very large band. In fact, they're still moving out the band right now. They played over the weekend at Bass Hall. If you wondered why there was so much ample parking at places like Whole Foods over the weekend, that would be the No Kings rallies that took place over the weekend. Yeah, that took some town squares over. But it took its final bow, the 73rd.
Howdy, folks.
Great State Fair of Texas wound down. Their attendance numbers on a normal year should be really good because the weather throughout the entire, I don't know if it rained once, and it was consistent, it was good, but then the social media thing came up, you know, that it's too expensive and everything like that. But the final weekend, that wrapped up, and Joey Chestnut, over the weekend, did his big food-eating thing at the soccer game on Saturday in the Cotton Bowl.
Right, yeah.
So it was the mystery, it was a vote on what he would eat, and it was from a list of the food winners out there at the State Fair. Well, it turns out it was not corn dogs, unfortunately.
Dang it.
I think that's what everybody wanted, but it was the crab and mozzarella arancini? What the heck's an arancini?
I don't know.
What is that? Whatever it is, he ate 114 of them.
I'm going to go with this and say that I mean, I'm not an athlete of his caliber, but I could probably do that as well because it sounds delicious.
They are fried Italian rice balls.
Mm.
And he ate 114 of them.
I mean, it's easy to do.
Yikes. Well, that'll stay with you. Well done, Joey Chestnut. But it was this morning, actually, just as dawn broke, that they started packing Big Tex up.
No!
And that... It's always great if you can watch it. It's kind of fun to see in the mist, in the fields of a rising sun, the Monday after the State Fair closes. That's when all the carnies scamper back off, back into their wooded lands in which they came from, as if they were never here. As if they were never here.
Goodbye.
Until next year.
We love you.
What about you scampering?
Well,
over the weekend.
Friday, it was the production of Puffs at Alito High School, which we were wondering about.
Yeah.
It's a takeoff on a certain wizard and his clan, which, by the way, was absolutely phenomenal. Then Saturday, Miss Cindy's Halloween party, always epic. Clue was the theme this year.
Oh,
she's
good.
Always got a theme. Uh-huh. My daughter went to a thespian festival, and she took an acro dance class there. And this also means that we don't make the flyers in the family, so she was the base. And was very, very,
base.
She was very, very sore. Apparently all
base.
Of her peers were catapulting off of her. But, you know, yesterday we had a watershed moment for baby Bo, who I think you'd be very, very proud of, KB. He's kind of in his KB era. We took him to Costco.
Yeah.
And he decided... and learned the joys of all the free samples.
Oh, it's beautiful. Mm. It
I
is.
Know. Who said he would never eat before?
It's good he gets to find out
yeah.
young.
Scalloped potatoes,
Yeah.
Chicken tenders. We buy two of those major bags a week.
There you
go. He had to sample them anyway.
It's gonna be all
right, that kid. Fantastic. What about you? So what did?
I went into the weekend. I remember saying I had no idea there was just so much.
Yeah.
And it was overwhelming. Uh-huh. And then I just froze and just stared at the list, and then made another list to help me. And it didn't turn out that I didn't need any of those lists.
Because you have a future bride.
She's got lists.
In control.
She's got lists. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to be, so that's good that she
is.
Yeah,
A+.
But it was a productive weekend. Feng was swayed and furniture was moved. It's good. It's good. We'll call her on the way at 7:47 because Beulah met the bunny. Yeah.
Oh, folks.
That's right. Howie met the dog.
Waking up the Westoplex.
And everybody's
KB and Heather Lee. Spot.